On this Tuesday afternoon, Don Day is here to talk about the weather forecast. He's at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's start locally with you because you had a really weird event happen there in your hometown of Cheyenne.
That's right. 8 inches of very wet spring snow accumulated last night over the high plains of Wyoming. Also portions of western Nebraska, South Dakota, portions of Montana, and even some snow along the Front Range of Colorado down around Denver. Not unusual to have this happen in the month of May, but it's getting darn late. This may be a record breaker in terms of this much snow this late in May in some areas.
Okay, so let's talk about the wet weather that we have had in the Midwest from the Dakotas all the way through Ohio. Yesterday's numbers just show us that farmers haven't been able to move. I was looking, doesn't look like that's much of a chance this week for them to move at all from one side of the Corn Belt to the other. What do you see?
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that comment. What we have is a log jam. We have a big area of high pressure that extends across the southeastern and east central United States. And that is causing the jet stream to come out of the Gulf of Alaska and the Pacific and carve a deep trough over the western and central areas of the United States. And the weather in the west has got nowhere to go except east-northeast, right across to the Dakotas, the northern and western Corn Belt. So what we have is a reoccurring pattern of shower and thunderstorm activity that will continue to go over the same areas probably for another 10 to 14 days. So what we're going to see is very warm, dry weather in the southeast United States and wet weather continuing in the areas that have been wet.
So if I am visualizing this correctly, you have a ridge that's, say, in the southeast thereabouts, and that's holding the weather pattern that's coming, and I'll say sliding out of Alaska and Canada down on the east side of the Rocky Mountains. That's why you've got 8 inches of snowfall. And it's dipping way down into Texas, picking up moisture and making a hard U-turn and coming straight up through Louisiana, Missouri, the Dakotas, Iowa, and such. Is that kind of the pattern that we're seeing?
It is exactly the pattern. And this is a pattern that sometimes we call the ring of fire in the summer, where you get moisture rotating around the high pressure center that sets up in the southeast United States. But with the spring, it's not so much subtropical moisture that causes the thunderstorms. It's storms coming out of the Pacific rotating around that high, going right over the same areas again. And without a doubt, this is going to be a concern for more planning delays and also more flooding concerns as well.
How about next week?
Well, next week, we don't have anything that's really much different. While we do see a period of warmer temperatures that will come in over the Memorial Day weekend, on Memorial Day Monday, another one of these systems comes out of the Rockies and moves right across the area towards the middle to the end of next week, dropping temperatures and bringing more rain.
Oh, that's not good news. Hey, thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
It's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.